It's 88 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Interstate 65 is closed for several miles in both directions in the area near Columbia and Spring Hill. The State Transportation Department says that's due to a crash involving multiple vehicles. Montgomery County Mayor Wes Golden says federal officials are telling him there are no plans to build an ICE call center in Adams. That contradicts federal paperwork obtained by local news outlets that says the Department of Homeland Security awarded the contract to operate a facility in the area. At the time news broke, local officials remarked that they were unaware of any plans. Some also mentioned the area indicated in the documents didn't really make sense to them. It's primarily farmland with some residences, and the officials said a call center would be disruptive. But Clarksville Now reports Mayor Golden has reached out to multiple federal sources, all of whom have told him the information in the documents is incorrect and no ICE facility is coming to the community. A longtime Vanderbilt Divinity professor has been named as the first Jewish scholar to lead the Catholic Biblical Association. Amy Jill Levine made it her life's work to stamp out anti-Semitism from the day-to-day teachings of the Christian church. She's been a member of the association for decades, but says she never expected to be selected as its president.
This really did come as a surprise, and I'm honored and delighted. This is something I've wanted to do for decades, is work with the Conference of Bishops to look at what priests are getting for helping them on Sunday morning figure out what to say, helping people who are studying to convert to make sure that they know a solid basis in Bible as well as the Jewish context. As an educator, I can help do that, and I think that's why I was put on earth.
Levine retired from teaching in 2021, but she tells WPLN's This Is Nashville that leaving the classroom has given her more time to teach in church settings locally and around the world. Starting the school year during a heat wave has forced local educators to be more creative. Tennessee's recess requirement was expanded by 15 to 20 minutes last year, but there were no further details on exemptions for inclement weather. When the heat index skyrockets, the only safe place for recess is indoors. But that can be tough in an overcrowded school. You're listening to 90.3.